Okay. Well, hello. Welcome to another episode of Three Guys, One Up. My name is Keith. I'm sitting here with my guys, David and Spencer. How's it going, fellas?
You know, I am here.
It's the day after the election, so not great.
Yeah, kind of a shit time right now and big distractions. So honestly, we're probably just going to have a pretty quick episode. I've been gaming a bit on stuff, but really distracted with this U.S. election. Hopefully everybody was able to get out and vote.
Just waiting for Portland to be set on fire again. You'd think it would have burned all the way down by now.
It's going to be a lot of fun stuff happening in these following weeks. So let's skip over that and talk about some video games and shit. So I know you guys have been keeping on that TFT, and I've been playing a little bit here and there, but I've been just having such a MMO itch. I know we've been talking about this for weeks, months now, like back when we re-upped on our WoW subscriptions there for a couple of weeks or so and fell out of that. And
fairly quickly. I'm still
having the itch. You never got into it. You just got your computer up and running.
I got going barely, and then everyone was like, oh, Blizzard sucks really hard right now. Fuck it.
Yeah, we all kind of backed out.
Yeah, I just don't want to give them a subscription. Honestly, I don't want to pay any subscriptions at all.
Yeah. I did hear some encouraging news about their subscriptions right now. They're like really peaking hard in the subscription category.
Yeah, Shadowlands is supposed to be massive, yeah. And the pre-patch is seeing a lot of spikes in the subscriptions, and once that drops you'll see more, possibly even my own. We'll see how it goes. But to scratch my current itch, I downloaded Star Wars The Old Republic. Have either of you guys played this game at all?
No, I didn't. Like, while it was big, I didn't have a PC, so I couldn't check it out. But is it any good?
The MMO?
Yeah, it's an MMO.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was like, my brain would not let go of old school code, or it's like, fucking, of course.
I mean, my mind went straight to fucking Star Wars Galaxies, so it's understandable.
Yeah, which doesn't even have servers anymore. Galaxies is completely dead. KOTOR is still around, but it is not an MMO. So this is like the MMO version of KOTOR, basically. It's the same devs. It's got a lot of connections in story. There's like a Revan storyline that happens, and you go to a lot of the similar planets as you were on KOTOR. So that's cool, and it's an expanded version of that. There's a lot to it. I played this way back when it first came out. Must have been like 8 years ago or something now, at least. I don't know. I don't remember. And it was fun then, but I think it was still lacking a lot. And now they have free to play. It kind of slows you down if you continue to be free to play, but I think you can play like almost up to like 60. I think you can play all the way up to 70 actually, and level cap is 75 as a free to play player. It just slows down quite a bit. I think you can comfortably play to 60, and that's when they say, if you're not going to subscribe by then, you probably just won't.
Yeah, at all.
So that's kind of my plan right now, is to just be a free-to-play player. I've got a few friends that I've been playing that with, and they're new to MMOs, so kind of showing them the ropes. My buddy Scotty's kind of dabbled here and there. My buddy Chansey's kind of dabbled here and there. I know I got my buddy Josh Douglas on WoW a couple of years ago for, I don't know, maybe a month or something like that. So they have a little bit of experience, but never really grasped it. The reason why I went with Star Wars is just that, Star Wars, the lore. All of these friends of mine are Star Wars fans. So, and this is a very story-driven game. It has full voiceover, which makes it a lot different than MMOs. And I'll kind of get to that later because it's good and bad. But anyway, the story really pulled me in because it's Star Wars, and that's kind of how I'm getting my friends hooked on MMOs, and I think they're really enjoying it. this is a fun game. I do recommend it. You might even be able to run it on your PC, David. I don't know.
I'm sure I can. It's an older game now.
Yeah, right? Back when I got it, I was probably running similar specs as you are in your current build. So I would have to assume you should be able to run it at lower settings, because they probably optimized it as time has gone on, but you could probably still run it. And I recommend checking it out. If you're looking for an MMO and you don't want to pay a subscription like me, this is a good option. It's got good story. It's got great classes. There's four classes on both sides. Each of those classes has two subclasses, and each of those have three specializations. So there's a lot of options between, like, almost every pretty much every class has more than just DPS. They'll have a tank or a healing spec. A lot of them do so, like, and they're pretty easily mirrored up, light side, dark side. They have different names, but they're pretty much mirrored and do the same things. And the balance is pretty good from what I've seen in numbers when I was looking up, like, tiers of DPS and stuff. Everybody seems to be pretty equally matched, other than there's a couple of really low ones and a couple of really high ones. And otherwise, it seems like all classes are fairly viable. I don't know. This is a really well-rounded MMO for being kind of a bastard MMO. And I'm seeing a lot of players as I'm running around, which is really cool too. This it hasn't lost so much following.
Yeah, I know a guy I know from back in the day. He plays. He kind of waffles back and forth between this and the D&D MMO right now. Is it Neverwinter, or is there another D&D?
I honestly don't know.
Yeah, I know. I'm familiar with Neverwinter. I played just a touch of it, but anyway. Yeah, he's constantly posting his accomplishments in both of those worlds on Facebook.
I pulled up the system requirements for it, and it looks like the only thing that might be a little bit of a constraint is that graphics card. But I mean, you were able to run Fall Guys, and that card was older than their min specs for it, so it wouldn't surprise me if you'd be just fine.
Maybe it's a super card.
Yeah, you're not going to be like... this game doesn't have mind-blowing graphics or anything anyway. Like, one of my friends, Chance, he was kind of making fun of it. He's like, these graphics are not that great, dude. It's like, yeah, this is an MMO, man. Like, there are some cinematics that you eventually get to in this game that are like Blizzard cinematic style, where it's mind-blowing. You get a good, like, 5 to 7 minutes of holy shit, mind-blowing graphics and awesome cinematics. But most of the time, your cut screens and stuff in this, they're 2010, 2012 type shit. It's nothing spectacular. You're not going to be needing anything great. Where you do need a little bit of processing power and stuff like that is because it's an MMO. There's just a lot to it. It's a big world. There's a lot of different planets. There's a lot of stuff going on. You're rendering a lot of people in, like, the hub cities and stuff like that on your fleets. So that, like, it's not graphically intense, but you do need some sort of better graphics card to be able to run these things.
I'm imagining similar to, like, Force Unleashed.
I mean, it's pretty similar to KOTOR, but, like, updated, you know. Okay. It's very similar to that.
Yeah.
And it's great. I don't know. I've been having a blast, and I think my friends have too, and it's really scratching that itch. What was I saying that I would get back to now that I completely forgot? Oh, yeah. Thank you. So it's fully voiced over. It's really cool. It feels like KOTOR, but that is kind of a problem in an MMO, you know, where you can be in a group doing these story quests, and then everybody picks a response to what the NPC is saying, and it rolls who actually responds out of the group, right? Well, it can be super tedious, especially with randoms that are not actually picking anything and just letting the timer run out. So I mean, you got to really rely on your group to be on the ball with answering the way you want it to progress the right way that you want it to. There's a lot of factors that go into the story with a group that you don't need as a single player. So I find myself just kind of hammering through this solo a lot, and it's a great fun solo game, but it's also an MMO. I want MMO things out of it. I don't want to join a dungeon and have it take an hour and a half because Jackoff over here can't keep up with the conversation.
That's you, David. You're Jackoff.
Yeah, I was pointing at you when I said Jackoff over here.
Yeah.
That's my I get that completely. Like, that honestly sounds quite tedious. But I'm finding more and more with damn near every game I play that I'm just not having fun playing with people I don't know anymore.
Yeah, it used to be fun. It used to be fun finding the community and making friends, and now I don't want to do that.
Fucking everybody. Like, I go and try to play a few pickup games of Among Us right now, and it's just fucking griefers and people who are timing out, and it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, that game blowing up was both good and bad. Now you got a bunch of trolls and griefers, but they have a great amount of following now and money coming in that they're actually doing some really big stuff. I think I just shared in our Discord an article about some of their new stuff that they're adding. It's their kind of new map. They're going to start adding an account system. They're changing some of the UI and stuff. So they're releasing a little bit of their map, and good for them for blowing up. But yeah, this is a game relying on other people playing together, and it's just really hard to do. You can't get 10 people together without having asked one troll, and that's at very least.
Yeah. The new stuff they're putting in is should look good, but like you said, it'll be great if we can get, 10 people we all know together, or, have vetted first at the very least, to all sit down and play. Otherwise it's just fucking, it's not fun anymore.
Yeah. But back to Sortor as well, right? Which, I got a group of friends to play this with, I'm not out there looking for friends. We're going through the stories together. I'm also helping them along. Like I said, they're pretty new to MMOs. So telling them the hotkeys and stuff. Hotkeys through MMOs are usually pretty much the same. K does this, P does this, L is your quest, and so on and so forth. So I'm just kind of there as their encyclopedia of what needs to happen next in MMO until they get used to the UI and the overwhelming side of it, which they're doing very quickly. They've been gamers for a long time. It's not that hard to pick up on. It's just, like I said, overwhelming. So I've got a crew. I'm not looking for friends in this. It is better that way, I think. We got enough guys that we can run dungeons, which are called flashpoints in this game. It's the same thing. This is a nice game for us that all have different schedules and stuff as well. So some of us are playing a lot more in our, I think Chansey's up in his 20s. I think Douglas was like level 18, and I think Scotty is 12 or 13 or something like that. I've got three characters at 20 now.
Damn.
I've got nothing to do with my days, and I don't want to blow over these guys and out level them way too fast. And I'm an altaholic. I play a lot of different characters.
You get a good feel for the game that way.
Yeah, definitely. And it's really nice with this game because there's a lot of scaling content. So you go to this area and it automatically scales your level down to be, if you're out leveled it, you should be max level for that. Your gear and stuff gives you benefits. So you're still strong in this area, but it scales you down. So we could do old flashpoints with each other. If I'm level 28 and Chansey's 23 and Scott's level 12, we can still do a level 12 thing with him, or we can still do a level 20 thing with all of us. It just scales us differently, which is nice. The flashpoint scaling is really nice. So
that's good. Yeah, that's a great feature.
With a diverse group like we have it, it works out really well. And I think WoW does that now too. Actually, I I was talking to Zila, and I don't even know how WoW works anymore because they already did the squish, the level squish. So max level right now is 50. So there's a stat squish, level squish. And I'm pretty sure level cap will be 60 when Shadowlands comes out.
Yeah, I think that was the plan, right?
Right now, they're saying if you hammer it out and you know what you're doing, which most WoW players these days do, and they are getting new players, but even new players are able to get a level 50 character in a couple of days. And I've seen a few write-ups now saying that seasoned players can get a level 50 character in 6 hours.
Jesus.
So this is just, it's kind of reminiscent of the Legion patch, pre-patch, in my opinion. And Zila's saying it's even a little bit, I don't know, that was such a fun patch. And Zila's saying it is reminiscent of that as well, and maybe even a little better. But this one, in Legion, that was the same way, where you could do an alt and go through their invasions and stuff and have it up to max level within the day. So you could get a bunch of alts up to max level and be ready for that patch to hit and just have all your characters ready to go to get to max level. And I really like that, especially coming out of BFA, which was up until like one of the most recent patches, very non-alt friendly patch. You could not make an alt because of the Azerite system. You'd just be so far handicapped with all your alts without grinding and hammering out Azerite. And it was a bullshit system, and I'm glad they're doing away with that.
Right on.
Yeah, I guess this episode's just me rambling about MMO bullshit.
I never got familiar with the Azerite system. It's all the new WoW stuff is Greek to me, unfortunately, just because.
Yeah, and fortunately for you, if you do decide to pick it up in Shadowlands or whatever, it doesn't matter. They've done away with like all of those mechanics, the corruption mechanics, the Azerite system. It's all done, and thank fucking God, because it was fucking dog shit. It was such a bad system. So, like, you weren't missing out on anything. What you did miss out on in BFA was some really great lore.
Yeah. But
you didn't even miss out on that either, because
I can just go back and watch it.
Well, and the way the new system works in WoW is really fucking cool. Zila was telling me about this. I haven't been on, and I'm tempted to now. I still don't want to pay them a fucking subscription, and that's my biggest problem, is I would love to play this game right now, but I can't pay them. The way it works right now is when you create a character, everybody starts off in the same zone, I guess, and you level until level 10, and then from there you pick your expansion from vanilla all the way to BFA. You pick where you want to go, and that's where you quest. And that gets you to your max level.
Huh.
Interesting.
So you can play vanilla, you could play BFA, you could play Warlords, you could play Pandaria, you could do whatever the fuck you want, and just get to max level that way. So that's a kind of cool system that still keeps the lore active and people wanting to do it. You know, a lot of the old WoW lore people bitch and moan about as they're playing through retail, you know, because it doesn't match up so much. So they did a good job of individualizing it, so it makes more sense, you know, and that's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's. I mean, how else? It seems like the best way to handle that when you have so many expansions and so much game history coming into it, you can't make it so daunting for new players that it just turns them off completely.
Right.
Well, I mean, I think WoW was how I learned WoW lore. And I always kind of considered it, this was my story, my character's story through this world. And as you go, just like in life, you're picking up tidbits here and there. You're learning the history of the world that you're in. And if you want to know, would you like to know more? You know, you gotta explore a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. I think the problem with the recent system where you were forced into going through most of that is this game is now so focused on endgame that you don't give a fuck what all the, like, you're just trying to get past this next level. And when you're popping level after level after level in those early levels, you're blowing past lore anyway. You finish a handful of quests and then you skip right over the rest of the zone and go to the next zone. So, I mean,
back in old school vanilla days, there was a reason to go from, what was the zone you started in outside of Orgrimmar?
Durotar. Anyway,
Durotar. Go from Durotar to the Crossroads to...
Yeah, it carried you around. And yeah. Quests still do that for sure, but...
But, I mean...
You're not bound to that.
Yeah, like, I mean... Exactly. You're not bound to it. It sounds like there's no flow to the story. It's just like, pick your zone and go learn the story of that zone, but...
It's mostly like pick your zone and try and get to level 50 as fast as fucking possible.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, so we can get you onto the story that we actually want to tell you right now. Like that's really the name of the game right now is get past all this lore so you can know current lore.
And yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it's an interesting system. This expansion Shadowlands should be coming out now. They're saying November 23rd, so this month. I'm curious. I'm interested. I want to play it. I want to play pre-patch. I'm not going to. I just can't justify paying Blizzard right now. I might end up giving in after Shadowlands has been out. Maybe the first patch of Shadowlands or something. You know, I've been through a lot of expansion openings on Warcraft, and they're a lot of fun. It's as equally fun and disappointing at the same time, finding out all the flaws and bullshit and workarounds before everything's patched, you know? So that first patch after Shadowlands is released is a good, solid goal for me to start playing again, if I'm willing to pay them again at that point. But yeah, I mean, other than that, that's kind of all I got today is a little bit of MMO talk. I've been playing Star Wars and I think it's fun. If you guys want to join us, like it is a lot of fun. But
I was trying to download it, but it's not. So I did play it back in the day a little bit, and I still have like an old account on there, and it's like, hey, you need to log in with this one, but I don't remember the password forever since.
Yeah, I had to go through all that bullshit and with the authenticator and stuff too, because they have like an authenticator store that I really wanted to buy from when this game first came out. So I had to go through all the remove authenticator bullshit to get my account up and running again.
That sucks.
Which is fun. But it worked and I got my same account. Yeah, join up with us. It's cool. We're on Dark Side. We're having a good time.
Are we the baddies?
Oh man, and all my characters are fucking assholes. My Sith right now, my Inquisitor, he's the biggest douche ever. And I love it because his follower, you get like companions, like followers that help you out, which is another reason why you don't always need friends in this game is you have another thing, like a pet basically, that has abilities and helps you out, following you around. But they can like level up too, and they approve and disapprove of what you say in your conversations. I just say the worst, most vile shit ever, and this companion of mine is just always approving. He's like, fuck yeah, bro, I'm about it. I'm telling people to like eat shit and fuck off, and he's like, yeah, dude. But yeah, anyway, you got any news for us there, Spencer?
Let's see, a couple of little things. Couple of delays, more delays. That's the
delay. Another symptom of 2020 is video game delays, delays, show delays.
Right. So Far Cry 6 and Rainbow Six Quarantine are both delayed at least until April of next year. Unspecified, but that would be the earliest.
I don't Far expect Cry to see was... Far Cry 6 even then.
Yeah, it had been slated for February 18th, but we're getting pushed back now.
Yeah, and I would take that as a tentative date as well. I don't expect to see that game that early.
My guess would be at earliest now would be holiday of 2021.
That's what I'm thinking too.
So that's a bummer. I was looking forward to that one. Do you guys remember Friday the 13th, that game?
The one where there was one, it was like the asymmetrical, there was one killer chasing after a bunch of people trying to avoid him and escape.
Right, it was, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I remember. I watched a couple streams of that. It was an entertaining game. It was like Dead by Daylight now, if you've watched that.
Yeah, I remember.
It's pretty much the same thing. I mean, from what the very little that I've seen of that.
Well, yeah, unfortunately, servers are shutting down.
Oh. Ooh. Because that does kind of suck. I watched some streams and it looked like an entertaining game. Yeah. Maybe Dead by Daylight just killed it.
So, yep, servers are shutting down. They're still going to allow, like user-hosted server or, like, games. But no dedicated servers anymore. So that's a bummer. That's always a bit of a death knell for a game.
Yeah, that sucks when you see that happen.
And do you guys remember when Amazon announced that Lord of the Rings MMO?
Yep.
Apparently, they're just now hiring to start work on it.
Okay, so
2031. Yeah,
seriously. That game's going to be amazing, fully immersive.
That's when you're building rooms that are just like your video game center.
And that's it. There's no more news. Nothing else happened. Everybody held off all their video game news for the election.
Yeah. Yeah. Fun week. But, I mean, if you guys are looking to kill some time and not think about the election, hit up some Star Wars The Old Republic. It's not as bad as everybody has said. And I was one of those people that talked shit about this game for a long time. And as I'm revisiting it, they've done a lot of great stuff to improve this game. If you are free to play, it will hinder you. Just so you know, I'm not saying that you get everything out of this game as a free to play. There is premium benefits, and I'm contemplating paying them for it because I'm having a lot of fun, but don't got to do it until later in your leveling. So you guys check it out. It's a long download. Their client kind of sucks. It was giving me like 8 to 9 Mbps and it's a 50 gig game. So it took for fucking ever. Same thing happened to my other friends too. So I know it's got to be on their client. You remember when the WoW client would only give like a certain amount of speed way back when? Yep. You were still only doing like 1.5 to 3 gig downloads.
that was before they switched it to like a BitTorrent model.
Yeah. It was eternal, where on patch day you had to be sure to load up and start patching early in the day so you could play that night, or you just had to wait all night.
Now, did you get it from Steam?
You can get it on Steam. I already had
faster that way.
I already had, we're talking about The Old Republic now, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I already had I have an Origin account, and that's where I had the game all previously downloaded when I first bought it, because that's the only place you could get it. But now it is available through Steam. My buddy Chansey said it's got a little bit of hiccup at the start where they're conflicting their clients, you know, but it other than that, it runs just fine. I don't think it forces you to open Origin either. I know some games like to do that through Steam. But now I think they're cooperating a lot more, EA and Steam. So you should stop seeing stuff like that. But yeah, you could grab it on Steam, no problem. I know that's seen a big boom in their player base since they started doing that. A lot more people on than I expected. Go ahead. Well, sorry.
I was just going to say, let me see. I'm trying to find it here. Make sure I have the right information. Oh, no. Wait, this releases tomorrow, right? This episode?
Yes.
Shit. Well, sorry, suckers. You missed this deal unless you listen to this before 9 a.m. Ghostbusters the Video Game Remastered is free right now in the Epic Game Store, but only till 9 a.m. on this day of release.
We need to get better at that. I need to start keeping track of free Epic Game Store stuff because there's some really good stuff. I know people that have nothing but free games in their library from Epic Game Store. Sorry, David, go ahead. What were you going to say about Ghostbusters?
No, I was gonna ask what time the episode publishes. Will there even be?
I publish at 7. You got 2 hours to get on Epic. Download this shit.
That is a everyone slim else? Window.
Fucking snooze you
that's,
lose.
That's assuming man. If you're Mountain Time. So this is publishing at 7 p.m. or 7 a.m. Mountain Time.
You snooze you lose is a bit of an understatement. This is like if you're not fucking flying out the door as soon as your alarm's going off, you lose.
I don't know how many people are running to their PC to get a free version of Ghostbusters.
But... Remastered.
Oh, you're yeah.
Remastered. Sorry. Oh, come on.
Remastered. God. Like you guys don't even listen to me.
Well, I guess that's it then, huh? We're done. There's no more news. There's no news. More anything. There's no more hope.
Go home.
All right. Have a great week. Come follow us on Twitter. Come join our Discord. Come tell David, he's dumb. Somebody do something.
So dumb.
Not as dumb as your mom.
See? I mean, just build on that.
No, make her listen to this episode.
Never.
Have you told, like, does your mom listen to your podcast, Spencer?
I don't know, probably not.
That's awful.
My sister does, I think. I hope she does anyway.
Hi, Marissa.
Hi Marissa. Hi Chris, because you're gonna listen to this episode.
She's listening. She doesn't care about WoW or the Old Republic.
Or her son.
Oh.
Alright, now we're just extended for funsies. So come follow us on Twitter. Come join our Discord. Tell David he's dumb. And we will see you next week. Thanks for hanging out, guys. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.
Shit.